Oh, so much show coming up. NASCAR legend Kevin Harvick joining us with TV Time with Ted. Shot of the day coming up at 5:08. Headlines on the way at 5:50. In the meantime, headlines mic's not working.
Thank you, Miles.
Yeah.
Wait, this is exciting, too. This is fun.
Well, we have Kevin Harvick coming on.
I know.
Whatever you say doesn't matter.
Just you talked up everything else out there, and then as soon as it gets to my segment, all of a sudden, we have
how many NASCAR races have you won? He's got titles. He won a Daytona.
Wow.
Why didn't you just replace my segment with it then? Damn it.
Wow. Okay, we got to make sure that we hit the shot.
Thank you, Miles. There's a bill pending in Michigan that would ban employers from contacting employees about work-related matters after hours.
Good. Okay.
Now, some of that is a little bit dependent. It's not so much they're banning a widespread. It's kind of, they're a little bit more stringent. I'm like, no, you don't get to talk to them about that.
You don't need to bug us.
Right.
I'm done.
Right.
Save it for tomorrow.
If there's something bring pressing, it up again. If there's something like, oh my God, it's on fire, you can still reach out to them and get a hold of people. But for the most part, no.
It can all be done within work hours.
Right.
Like even here, right? I fathom if a station's off the air,
we get it.
Right. That's kind of a different thing. But for a lot of stuff, it's like, just because you don't have a life outside of work.
Right.
Like, I'm with you. Like, I see people all the time, like, oh, I got to take care of this. I'm like, dude, it's...
No, you don't.
It's Saturday nights.
Right. Or it's like 7 p.m. on a Friday. Or, like, I'm just like, that's...
Yeah.
People need a normal... You need life, too.
Yes. You absolutely do. According to a new study, 5 million veterans have used magic mushrooms, LSD, or MDMA.
I read that today.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah. Prescribed, or they've just used them?
I think it's a mix of both.
Okay, all right.
Some veterans have eaten marijuana-laced cookies without realizing it.
Well, have they?
How did that go?
I heard the story.
Okay.
I wasn't there, but they're strong cookies. I generally kind of shy away. Like,
all right.
Yeah.
Fun.
I think that was one of those ones you don't want to freak somebody out and be like, oh my God, you ate all that?
Yeah. Boy, see where he goes.
He just took a nap.
Oh, yeah.
Stanford researchers used AI to generate a burger recipe optimized for taste, sustainability, or nutrition.
Or?
I think they made, well, they made several different
how
recipes.
How does it taste?
That is the real
thing. All you gotta do is give the burger to someone, and do they agree?
They did. They tested it with several different test subjects, if you will, and it beat out the sandwiches.
All right.
Yeah, they were loving it. Which, it makes sense.
I went to Loretta's last night with my kid and her boyfriend. Man, it's still a good hamburger.
Yep. Yeah,
that's so good.
As soon as you bite into it, you're like, oh, my God, I got this ass. I'm going to cry.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
I don't want
amazing.
An AI hamburger. I want a guy back there that maybe's done some time. And he spent his life.
Well, I mean, he's still got to cook
out burgers. Yeah.
Still got to do it right.
I don't need machines in my burgers, dude.
Machine burger. Put your thinking caps on, Jen's time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Thrill, you currently hold the record. You got two days in a row right
That's
now.
That's how smart we are.
This is a noun brought to you by the letter S, and I give you guys a 50% chance of success on this one. It's a formal word that refers to a relationship between two people or groups that work with and depend on each other.
Symbiotic.
Close enough, symbiosis is
all
the
right.
word.
Well Hold done. On. You're giving him that?
Three. You wouldn't?
What did you
no,
have?
No, I'm with Miles. It's not right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not surprised. He was the only one that didn't crap on my segment because we got such big stuff coming up next.
An S word? I would have said, succinct.
Succinct, okay. Right. And you'd have been wrong.
Yeah.
Ted, I would have said symbiotic.
Ted, you'd have been right.
Yeah, you'd have been so right.
You'd have been right enough.
Yeah.
Been right enough.
I get to go first.
Jumped over and gave it to him.
But wait, you said you'd say symbiotic.
God damn it, I screwed it up.
But the word was symbiosis.
Symbiosis.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Hey, I still would have given it to you, Ted. It'd have been yours.
Yeah.
A study found that dogs with cognitive decline take shorter steps.
I did a study on this.
Yes. They don't know where they're going.
Can we control some of this money?
Apparently not.
Because studies are funded basically for the most part through grants.
Sure.
Which is typically tax dollars.
So can we just have like a filter on where some of our money's going?
Peanut butter is sticky.
But it did get me to start thinking about how big a step is my dog taking. He is getting slower.
Well, he's a little dog.
Sure.
So his gait's going to be different.
Right, but I think they start taking shorter steps. I think as they age.
So if you're a corgi, you just stop walking.
It's more about the speed. Right. It's more about the speed. It's the same with humans. They say the more you slow down walking, that's a lot. It says a lot about your health.
Yeah.
So the quicker you walk, the better off you are. So it's not as a matter, even if you take short steps.
Yeah.
It's just how fast are you moving?
Yeah, true enough. He's still moving okay. I think he's moving slow now just because he's a jerk. He's like, I'm just taking my time.
Well, also dogs like to smell things.
They do.
You know, you got to let them do that.
Yeah. Every single blade of grass.
I just assume everything that gets older takes shorter steps.
Generally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Car goes slower. People go slower. Animals go. I mean, there's a reason, you know, lions. They're going to hunt, like, go to the young one to the old ones. You know why? Because they're slow.
Because they're the slow ones.
Yeah, my mom takes smaller steps. And I forgot. Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, was that today?
Today?
Is that today, dude?
It was yesterday.
Oh!
You can't tell. You can't wish her happy birthday.
No.
I know.
It's too late.
I know.
Did you text her?
What's that?
Did you text her?
Oh, no. I talked to her and stuff.
Okay, good.
I just didn't email Miles like I should have. Mm. I was like, I'll remember.
What do you think she would have wanted from the...
What she would have wanted
from the bank?
From the bank?
No, my dad probably. Your penis is too small.
Well, she got it.
There you go, Mr.
Actually,
Smith.
She had a big day yesterday. I went to some Italian restaurant that serves like a 1 pound meatball.
She didn't get the garlic knots, did she?
No.
Yeah, thank God.
It's time to take off the leash.
You know what? She lives in Catonsville. I mean, she's not that far from Baltimore.
That's true.
According to a new study, millennials entered their college age with higher maturity fears than other generations.
Higher what?
Maturity fears. They're afraid of getting into adulthood and getting older, and they're afraid of what's coming at them versus being inspired versus being
because the adults
confident.
In their lives. Because of us.
Exactly.
Seriously.
It's like, there's no job market that we're going into. We're in financial debt.
Everyone's fighting. I mean, it's
like, bad.
Sure. It's not like we're giving them like this big glowing thing to look forward to right now.
Well, and the big thing that keeps coming up with millennials is we're very much focused on kind of maintaining childhood. We love to reminisce. We love nostalgia.
Sure.
We're huge on it. So I started wondering, honestly, I thought in motion at that point. I was like, is it just because we had such a bomb childhood that we didn't want to let it go? We grew up in the 80s and 90s, dude. We grew up and found ourselves in like the greatest time in this country to be alive so
far.
I
agree. I think we definitely had it better as far as your childhood goes.
Right.
But also...
economically speaking, you know, the generation ahead of us was able to go out there and just dominate the working world and go and the money was flowing everywhere, but the entertainment was fantastic.
Yeah.
The TV shows were great. The music was awesome. The movies were sick. The
and
culture
there
was fun.
Anger,
yeah.
Right? I think that has a lot to do with it. Just the world around you, everyone was, you know, even if you had a crummy life, just the world in general seemed like a more hospitable place.
Yeah.
And you wanted to move out.
And companies didn't have rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's just some massive decisions that happened in the 90s that just really changed a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When it comes to gluten-free baking, the secret ingredient that they've been waiting for just might be Brazilian seaweed.
Naturally.
Well, seaweed's good for you.
Gluten-free baking. They're going to start putting Brazilian seaweed in it to see if that doesn't...
I mean, I'll eat a seaweed salad, but it's got, like, soy sauce. Can't imagine using seaweed for sweet.
God, I love a seaweed salad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that
I've
had a
seaweed
salad.
Even I'll eat a seaweed salad.
Awesome.
I just consider that sushi.
Get it at Din Tai Fung. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's very
okay.
good. They're not very big. They're just a little cup.
Gotcha.
So it's not like a plate or a bowl.
Sure.
It's just a little
not a big green leaf salad.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, no. Try to use it this weekend as an insult. What's up, seaweed salad?
Mm-hmm. We do have one employee that we call Bag of Lettuce. I'll tell you off air.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, just... I don't know exactly what it is, but when you say who it is, somehow it makes sense. It's just like, yeah.
3 days in the fridge is going bad.
Yeah. Just kind of loose. And, yeah.
Jesus.
So we call them Bag of Lettuce.
I'm excited now. I want to know who this is. Who? A new study suggests that birth control hormones may trigger emotional eating. What do you know? It's screwing with your hormones, and it triggers a little bit of emotional eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodness gracious, guys.
Think about pregnancy.
Just showed my equipment. Doesn't this somehow make sense?
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
It's not even really like an insult. It's just kind of like,
no, that's right.
It's just kind of what you remind
you're
me of.
Just a
of.
Bag of lettuce, yeah, ain't you?
It's kind of loose leaf, you know.
They kind of look that way.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shredded iceberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Fresh Express. A group in Pennsylvania were busted for theft, but what they stole is just sad, Miles.
What did they steal?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 46-year-old Nadi Jabari of, oh boy, Thonotosasa, Florida. You ever heard of the place?
No.
Thonotosasa.
Definitely sounds Native American.
That is my guess. Yeah, so Thonotosasa, Florida. Anyway, he was on Highway 301 when he spotted a suspicious driver. That's when he flipped on his lights and pulled the vehicle over. He approached the driver's side door, but already there's a couple of problems with his traffic stop. First, that he's not a real police officer.
Oh, yeah.
And in spite of his blue and red light bar, his police uniform and tactical vest and handgun, when he approached the car, he found out his second problem. The guy pulled over was an actual cop of the undercover variety. As you might imagine, he was arrested immediately.
Wow.
Flipped on his lights.
What a maroon.
Oh, yeah. Walks up there, and the guy's like, okay.
Good. If you're going to pretend to be a cop, you deserve it.
Pull over an actual cop, yeah.
Do you know why I pulled you over? I'd love to hear this.
Please, officer.
Step out of the car.
Right?
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.